Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is your go-to glow girl for all things glowing up and living an intentional life of beauty and luxury. And I am coming to you today with another episode. So if I'm completely honest, I have no idea what this episode is going to be about. Zero zilch. I did zero planning, no intentions of recording an episode at all this week because I'm on my period, aka winter season, aka time for rest and recharge. And during this season, I don't like to work or create content or do any of that. But I am in such high vibe spirits today. It's been a long, long, long time since I have felt this high vibe. And I just needed to hop on the podcast and say hi, hello, and share these high vibe spirits with you and my thoughts and my feelings. And again, I have no idea what this episode is going to be about, but I just feel the urge to talk to you. So hopefully in the end, it makes sense. So what I'm thinking I'm going to talk about is just letting go control of how things should be and letting God, letting the universe fucking guide you, letting it take control of certain things in your life, pretty much. So that is kind of the message that I want to share with you guys, because this last week, all I've been doing is letting go control. And when I tell you the most beautiful, magical, amazing, miraculous, unexpected things have happened, I can't share what's happening yet, but one day soon, very, very soon, I will share with you guys. Even though I can't share exactly what is happening, I do want to share kind of the process or the things that I'm going through to allow beautiful, magical, unexpected things to happen. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this high vibe episode. If you guys follow me on Instagram, which if you aren't, hello, what are you doing? It's at Miss Jasmine Shaw, which is linked in the show notes. But if you follow me on Instagram, then you would have seen that I went to Phoenix, Arizona this last week. My boyfriend and I went for almost a week, and we had some business things to take care of out there. It was just a very beautiful trip. First of all, like, the downtime, the hanging out, the fun part of the trip was amazing, but also the business part of why we went out there was so fucking amazing. And that's what I really can't speak on yet. And it is 444, or as I'm recording this episode, hello angel number, hi, thank you. We went out there last week. It was an amazing time. And that whole trip actually is a manifestation of letting go control and letting the universe guide us there. We went out there with specific intentions, and we also wanted to check out the area because neither of us have ever been there, and we absolutely loved it, and it was amazing. And the whole trip was just a reminder to myself of what can happen when you let go trying to control every outcome. You let go needing to know what the next step in life is, or what your plan is, or what, you know, the next chapter of your life is going to look like. And it just reminded me the power in letting the universe guide you, the power in God, the power in angel numbers. And literally the whole time The whole time we were there, you guys, my boyfriend and I kept seeing angel number and angel number and angel number, like an overwhelmingly ridiculous amount of times. So a little backstory. Every number is an angel number, right? My personal angel number is the number 47. And I've talked about this on previous episodes, so I'm not going to get into the whole story. But if you want to know like why 47 is my angel number, then you can go way back to the beginning of this podcast. I think the episode is all about angel numbers. And in that episode, I share the backstory behind 47. But 47 is my angel number, and 33 is my boyfriend's angel number. And oftentimes we both will see the number 3347 together, or like my phone will be at 47% and the time will be like 12:33 or something. A combination of 33 and 47 will always appear for both my boyfriend and I. And while we were out in Arizona, we saw the numbers 33 and 47 together at the same time, or one right after the other, so many fucking times. I can't even count like how many times we saw it. And it was just so ridiculous. My boyfriend was like, what the hell is going on? Like, we are seeing these numbers in our face and we can't ignore it. And it got to a point where I was like, okay, I get it. Like, you're trying to relay a message. I hear you. I see you. Like, chill. I get it, you know? And it was just so crazy, the overwhelming amount of times we saw 33 and 47 together. And it's been a minute. And by a minute, I mean like a few years since I felt that deep connection. And right now it's 447 as I say this. I love it. It's been a minute since I felt that deep connection with my spirituality, with the universe, with God, whatever you prefer to call it, at least to this extent and to this level. You know, I talk a lot about my spirituality, my faith, my practice, my tools that I implement in my daily life. But if I'm honest, especially I would say this last year, as in 2020, I kind of fell off my spiritual practice, my tools, the things that I know help me connect with my higher self and with God and all of that. I feel like in life you go through phases where you're really connected with your faith, phases where you're not as connected. And for me, I like and I love being connected with my faith and with my spirituality, because that is what gets me through life. That's what helps me to manifest easily. That's what helps me to just be the best version of myself. And it's been a minute since I've been deeply, truly connected with that, you know, part of me. Like, it's always been there. I've always, you know, felt that connection, but not to this level. And while I was out there, it just reminded me of how powerful it is to be connected to your source, to God, to the universe, to your higher power, to your higher self. And the beauty, the magic that happens when you are so deeply in tune with yourself and all of that. I'm just here to say that when you step out of your ego, when you step into something that is bigger than yourself, whether that is God for you, whether it's the universe, whether it's angels, higher power, when you step into that, literally, literally anything can happen. Anything can happen at any moment, unexpected things. I just got off a phone call and I wish I could give you more details of what I'm talking about, because it would make so much more sense, but I don't want to share it just yet. I will share it very, very soon. I just got off a phone call. It was just an unexpected, beautiful, magical blessing that just happened for me, for my boyfriend, for our future. And I couldn't... First of all, let me just say, I set some intentions out for our future. There's certain things that we want to achieve this year. There's a certain direction we want to go with our lives as individuals and as a couple. And we set out these intentions and it manifested. It manifested. And I'm not pregnant. It's nothing like that. Because I know people are going to wonder, like, what's going on? Not pregnant. But we set out specific intentions that this is what we want for ourselves. This is what we deserve. This is what we're going to get, period. And during our trip, this manifestation happened. And we thought, wow, like, this is amazing. This is happening. And we were happy. We were proud. We were blessed. And then right now, before I started recording, I just got off a phone call regarding that manifestation. And that manifestation turned out to be an even better situation, an even better blessing than the original manifestation. And it just reminded me how absolutely amazing this universe can be sometimes, or all the time actually, when you get out of your own way, when you allow things to just be, when you don't hold on to needing things to come out and turn out and be a certain way, and you just trust and believe whatever happens, it's what is meant to happen, and it's going to happen in the best way possible. And I'm putting out these intentions, and I trust and believe that God has me. It has my back, and I trust and believe that. I'm so blown away right now, you guys. Like, I literally feel like I'm in a dream. I can't believe these things are happening, and they're happening so fast. I'm just over the moon. I'm saying this to remind you, as a little pep talk, I guess this is kind of where this episode is going, as a little pep talk to remind you to connect back to your source. Connect back to your source. And again, I'm going to keep saying this, whether it's God for you, whether it's the universe, whether it's a higher power, whether it's Allah, whether it's, you know, angels, spirit guides, whatever your source is, connect back to it, because that is where the magic happens. I guess we can touch on a little bit about manifestation, because I haven't really spoken much about manifestation recently. It's kind of been something that I've put on the back burner. I don't know. Like I said, this last year or so, I haven't been as connected with my spirituality, and part of my spirituality includes manifestation. We are always manifesting every single day, whether we're doing it intentionally or not. And this last year or so, I haven't really intentionally manifested much, because for a while I've been in a point in my life where I'm like, I'm good, I'm content. I don't really feel like I need to manifest anything right now, except, you know, the occasional client or an increase in my YouTube subscribers or something like that. But I haven't really felt, up until recently, the need to manifest anything big. And recently, with this specific manifestation that I'm talking about, it was the first time that I actually sat down and I did my manifestation ritual routine, and it just floored me with how quickly this manifestation came into fruition. And I feel like it came so fast because of the fact that I've come to a place in my journey where I manifest with ease, and I don't have as much resistance, and I'm not constantly thinking about, okay, but how is this going to happen? How are we going to make it work? How is it going to come to us? When is it going to come to us? I don't think about those things anymore, because I've proven to myself time and time again that things always work out as they are meant to. Things will always work out even better if you allow it to be. And the moment that you stop focusing on the things you can't control, that's when you know your manifestation comes in. I just feel like I've gotten to that point in my own journey where I don't have to try to let go of control. I just already automatically don't. And that comes with time and practice. It for some people, it comes naturally to let go of control and to not worry about it. For me, I wasn't one of those people, but I'm just saying, you know, if you struggle with letting go control, it takes practice. And I feel like with every manifestation you call into your life, that's when you begin to prove to yourself, oh, okay, like it can happen in any way, it is possible. And so I feel like that's why this manifestation happened so quickly. And when I say quickly, I mean it happened in a matter of a few days, and it's a huge manifestation. It's not like I tried to manifest $100. it was a huge manifestation that happened in a few days. And so I'm sharing all of this because it reminded me again why it's important to connect to your spirituality, to intentionally manifest, not just mindlessly manifest. This whole process that I'm currently experiencing and everything has also reminded me the importance of maintaining my rituals and my routines. A little bit off topic, but kind of not. I just got off a group coaching call from a program that I am currently doing. I posted it on my Instagram stories that this year, one of my biggest goals was to invest in my own business coach and like help me with my business and do a program. And I started doing that in February, and I had my first group coaching call. And something that I shared on that call was that the first module that we did for this program, it reminded me of how important it is to maintain my daily habits that helped me get to where I am right now. Sometimes what happens is, especially on this personal development journey, you do these things to help you get to that next level, whether it's meditation, journaling, affirmations, listening to podcasts, reading personal development books, you know, you do all the things to get to that level that you want to be at. And then you get there. And what can happen sometimes is you get there and you're like, okay, well, I'm here now, so I don't really have to meditate every single day. I don't have to journal as much anymore. I don't have to do this because I'm already here. And that's kind of what happened with me, like where I am currently in my life, is I worked really, really, really hard physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally to get to this point where I have this business, I have clients, I have this podcast, I started my YouTube channel, and I'm starting to see real momentum in my business. I'm making money in it. It's not just a hobby. And I worked really, really hard to get here. And once I started seeing the progress, that is when I began to fall off my spirituality. That's when I stopped, you know, manifesting intentionally, because I already had the things that I had been really working towards obtaining. And what then happened was I started to feel stagnant. I wasn't progressing anymore, and I started to just stay leveled where I was right now, or where I am right now. At first it was like, okay, let me enjoy the fruits of my labor. Let me enjoy this moment. I worked really hard to get here. Let me enjoy this type of thing. And then after a while, after a few months, it kind of got to a point where I'm like, okay, why aren't I progressing more? Why am I still in the same space that I was a few months ago? It's cool here. I like it. I like what's happening, but I want more to happen. And what the first module in the program that I'm doing made me realize was the reason why I've been feeling stuck and stagnant is because I stopped doing the things that helped me up level to where I am currently. And for me, that was journaling all the time, journaling through my limiting beliefs, journaling through any trauma that was coming up for me, triggers, things like that, affirmations. Meditation, listening to podcasts, things like that. I stopped doing those things. And because I stopped doing those things, I stopped leveling up. So as of recently, since starting this program, I started doing those things again. And since I started doing those things again, I've been seeing progress begin again in my life and in my business. And with this manifestation that just happened, that was the ultimate next level for me that I wanted to reach. And it happened as soon as I started implementing my tools and techniques that helped me to up level in the first place. And now that I've started it again, I'm up leveling again. And I say this to say, if you are in a space in your journey where you're like, I want to up level, I feel stuck, I feel stagnant, my number one tip for you is go back to the basics. Go back to the things that you did to get you to where you are now. To get to where I am now, I did a lot of journaling, reciting affirmations, I listened to a lot of podcasts, read books, and that led me here. Now what I'm doing, I'm still journaling, I'm still reciting affirmations, I'm listening to podcasts. So I'm still doing the same things, but the context is different. And what I mean by that is the things that I'm journaling, through now are not the same things that I was journaling through a few years ago. The podcasts that I'm tuning into now are not necessarily the same podcasts that I was listening a few years ago. Likewise, the affirmations that I'm telling myself now are completely different than the affirmations, you know, I was telling myself back then, because back then I was at a different space in my life. I had a different mindset. I was at a different level. And now that I'm at a new level and trying to get to a completely different level, I have to do and say and think different things. And sometimes those tools and techniques look the same, but the context behind the tools and techniques may look a little bit differently. So another thing you may find is, like, let's say you're doing the journaling or the meditation or you're listening to the podcast, but you still feel stuck or stagnant. It could be that the things you're journaling on, the things you're listening to, it's just outdated. It's no longer what you need to hear or what you need to know. And that was something that I never really thought about, because I figured, oh, well, it worked for me to say these specific affirmations back then. Why wouldn't they work for me now? But I realized it was because the affirmations that I was telling myself back then were issues or things that I had to believe about myself. Again, just to put, like, things into perspective a little bit. An old affirmation that I used to tell myself a few years ago would be, I am worth getting paid for my services. And I would tell myself this because back then I didn't believe that I was worth getting paid for my coaching. Now I'm at a point where I have multiple clients all the time. I'm not without clients. I get paid every single month for my services, for my ebooks, for my podcast, you know, for everything. So I no longer have that issue of, am I worth getting paid for my work? I know that I'm worth getting paid for my work because I am getting paid for my work. So instead of saying, reciting that same affirmation, a new affirmation that I've made for myself is, I am worth getting paid X amount for my services, you know? So that's just kind of an example of how what you're doing in your rituals or routines may be outdated, and that could be a sign that it's time to update your routines and your rituals and the things that you're doing. And in order to determine that, it's just all about asking yourself, how do I feel like what I'm doing now is helping me, you know, get to that next level? Or do I kind of feel like it's become a routine, as in, this is what I just expect to do, but it doesn't excite me, it doesn't make me feel high vibe. And that's a great indicator, at least for myself, is when I'm doing my journaling, when I'm reciting my affirmations or the specific meditation that I've been doing, if I no longer feel high vibe doing those things, I know it's time to switch things up a bit, to spice it up a bit, and to maybe make some changes. And so that's a great indicator, is are these things helping you feel high vibe or inspired? And if not, maybe take, you know, a look at what it is that you're doing and what needs to be changed. So those are kind of the things that I've been processing and realizing this last week, is the power, again, and getting in touch with God and the universe and your angels, and letting go, needing to figure out or needing to know the next step to everything and all of that, and just letting go control, being intentional with manifestation, and also, you know, keeping up or maintaining my rituals and routines and habits that help me to elevate, and also how to spice up my rituals when I'm feeling stagnant. So now that I've done that, that I've spiced up my, like, morning routine and the things that I'm focusing on, and I'm implementing my rituals once again, and I was just reminded of how beautiful, you know, manifestation is, and how beautiful God is, and how literally life can be so magical when you let it. Now that I've been reminded of all of this, I feel so re-inspired once again, and I feel like I'm moving forward once again. I just wanted to share these little golden nuggets that I've come to realize in this last week or so. I don't know, like, have you ever felt like something's off, something's wrong? I don't know what it is, but something's off. And that's exactly how I was feeling these last few months. Is like, I wasn't sad, I wasn't depressed, you know, I was still producing content, I was doing my thing, I was motivated, but intuitively deep down I felt something is off, like my connection is not there. And then all of these things happened and it put everything into perspective, and it made me realize, oh, okay, this is why I was feeling not connected with my spirituality, this is why I wasn't as inspired, this is why I wasn't up leveling, or why I was feeling so stuck and stagnant. And now that I've seen things from a different light and I've made these changes, I'm just in this high vibe space and mood, and I just wanted to share this energy with you. But that is really all I had to say for this episode. I hope it made sense. I know I was kind of all over the place. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it, and I will catch you guys soon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.